disciplines. Practice. Practice, practice, practice. This is the way to success. You have a lot of information given to you in this type of course. It's important that you practice immediately. Today you're going to be given the first part of a two-part class called Cosmic Laws. We'll give you 16 of those Cosmic Laws today, and tomorrow we'll give you the rest, making 33 Cosmic Laws. Cosmic Laws are universal principle and power that can be used on any plane or dimension of consciousness. Could you please sit still? Thank you. In the manifestation of consciousness, there is law and order. The universal law penetrates all planes and dimensions, is the same for all planes and dimensions. The universal law works on the physical plane, the psychological plane, and the spiritual plane. It works in all three of these worlds of experience and expressions of consciousness. As you learn these laws, you need to apply them in your daily life. So get your pencils and papers ready to take down these cosmic laws. In the wisdom of universal intelligence, in the infinite reality of mind and consciousness, you have an attunement. As you were tuning into me today, I was tuned into the universal strata, the golden light, reaching and penetrating in all creation, where the laws come from. They first start as law. Then when you're experiencing them in your life, they're called principles. And then when you can do them at will and use them on all the planes, then they are called powers. But first they are called laws. It tells you the way it works. In the power of the mind, you must understand that all of this is an illusion. The universe is projected in the image of God. And so the first law is illusion, that all this is illusion, transitory, passing, changing forms, one merging into the other, changing forms, constantly changing. We do not see these changes so fast on the earth, but just look, this earth has been through a lot of changes. There's been many ice ages on this planet, not just one. There's been tropical periods on this planet. There's been a time when the planet was laying different on its orbit. It has shifted on its orbit. It's fallen off its axis and took up a new axis. You can find proof of this in Siberia. They on Earth, some mastodons, and they had tropical food still in their mouth. It was flash frozen along with these creatures. And also in their stomach. And there was tropical foliage around. Something must have happened that this earth shifted and changed. So nothing is permanent in this creation. It is all changing. What is the same yesterday, today, and always is God, eternal life, and all those who live the eternal life. They are changeless, boundless, infinite, and eternal, beyond the scope of your consciousness, beyond human scope. The human mind cannot comprehend the infinite. It takes the infinite mind to comprehend the infinite. And you must expand your human mind beyond this planet into the cosmos, reaching out into the cosmic principle and power of creation, touching those laws in your life. So the law of illusion is one of these cosmic laws. Now, no one law is more important than any others. In the power of the law of illusion, this is the appearance and disappearance of consciousness. The appearance and disappearance of consciousness. That is the basic description of the law of illusion. Those things that come and go, the appearance and disappearance of consciousness. It appears in a place, then it disappears there and appears in another place. It is not like it appears here and then moves over to this other place. It appears here, then it disappears here, and appears here. As it's disappearing one place, it appears another. It is constantly in form. It is moving through dimensions. It uses the manifest on manifest power to move in the power of illusion. You can appear and disappear when you reach a certain stage on the path. As you've read your handbook and you read the stages on the path, you find out where you're at on the path. And the astrophysics handbook will tell you about this stage where you can appear and disappear. When you reach that master stage, that adapt master stage, then you have these higher powers. You have the powers over the illusion. Many people take this as real because the senses are the input for their conscious awareness. They're not receiving what their mind gives them, what their spirit gives them. Some are only receiving what their senses give them. If they cannot touch it, if they cannot taste it, smell it, see it, or hear it, then to them it has, there's no proof of existence. That I am because I am. The illusion, then, is a law, the law of illusion. Study and understand that. Many use this law to trick other people with. Be careful that you are not putting on someone else an illusion, making up something and putting it on them. The law of reincarnation. This law is a cycling law. It is the law of rebirth and cycle return of consciousness. Reincarnation is the law of rebirth or cycle return of consciousness. There's a cycling return in the idea of a tomato. It releases its seeds, those are put in the ground, the idea in the center of the seed, then draws the substance that is around it and brings forth again tomatoes. You may be able to count the seeds in a tomato, but can you count the tomatoes in a seed? No, this can go on and on and on. We're using seeds that have been passed down from generation to generation to generation to generation for hundreds, hundreds, and hundreds of years, thousands of years, tens of thousands of years. So in the reincarnating cycle, there is a rebirth. Let's understand what incarnate means. Incarnate means you are in a body or embodied. It means you have a form, a body. To reincarnate is to re-embody. For Christ to return to the earth, we must see him coming and re-embody. For the angels told us he will return the same way he left. He will come back in that body. Even if it's a body of light, it still is a body. It doesn't necessarily mean that when you reincarnate, when you take on another body, or you take this body on again, this type of body on again, that you are bound in this cycle. You can ascend. So there are these two laws. But first, the law of reincarnating. This is for perpetuation of the elements of substance that are consumed by the animals, by the growing of those that were detached and able to move around on the earth. There had to be roots, there had to be detachment. The human, the animals, these were detached, while the trees, the vegetation, the fruit and that all were rooted. In this next law, this law is called cause and effect. There is the law of cause and effect. Some call this karma. That's an Eastern term. That is the law of cause and effect. It means when you do something, that's the cause, it will have an effect. It will do something. Due to the intensity of what you're doing will be the intensity of what it does. By the definition of what you're doing is what it does. And as you do things, these things will return to you. So you will have an action and a reaction. There is always a reaction for every action. This is the experience of duality in the darkness and the light. And so there is action reaction, this play of consciousness, which is the law of cause and effect. We also have a cosmic law of the unification. Now, the law of unification is being unified on the path of return. All souls are unified in the one soul of humanity. We are one in consciousness, is the unification. We are one in consciousness. For the whole of humanity to ascend and be free from earth bondage, the monopoly of consciousness of humanity must be on the ascension path. Now there's a lot of incarnating, reincarnating. Many have come back at this time and in this generation to see the return of light come to this planet, to see the return of light come. So in this law of unification, we have unified fields of consciousness for every group. We call those principalities, those unified fields. You have a unified field of the physical body. It has the organs, it has the bones, the muscles, the circulatory system, the respiratory system, it has the glands, it has the lymphatic system, it has the chakra system, it has all the organs. This is a unified field for you, the individual, to experience. So just like this is a unified field, all of creation at its expansion and all of its components is also a unified field. The universal mind is a unified field. The mind of man is a unified field. Do you see what I'm saying about unification? Having many things together that will bring about the same cause and effect. You cannot use one of these laws without touching the other laws. See, there's only one law, and it's God. That's the law. God is the law. And then all of these are applications of this law. And this is the cosmic application of the law. There is also the law of the smaller creator. Now, you are the smaller creator. You are God localized as creative power in consciousness. You are God localized as creative power in consciousness. Understand this principle. God has given you a talent, a creative power. When you're not using it, you are working very hard on earth. When you're using this beautiful gift that God has given you, you will find less stress and strain unless you put that stress and strain in your way emotionally or mentally. But when you are using your talent at its highest vibration, it is lifting and inspiring not only you, but others. It draws to you the prosperity flow. And so God has given you the power as a smaller creator to recreate, to have a joy, to enjoy your life, to have pleasure in life, not to be so serious and restricted all the time in consciousness. There's a time when you must have a serious focus, but there's a time where you must be open as well. There's another time where you should close to all things and just be open to your awareness of God. In this power of the smaller creator, God gives you all the principles of creation to work with. Do not be limited. You can bring out new expressions of creative power in any field you're in. They are new to the people that are here. Their movements were already created thousands, millions, eons ago when God said, "Let there be light." Everything that you do comes from that font of creative power, God, the Creator. So you are given the power of the smaller Creator. You have the same power as God in your universe in creativeness. You can bring things into manifestation. You can manifest a beautiful home, a beautiful career, travel, whatever you wish to do in your life. You can have this creation. Many times you may just get components from other beings to put your creation together. They may create the intricacies while you put the things all together. I'm sure when Henry Ford built the car, he didn't have to invent the wheel or the motor or any of those things. He just put wagon, motor in a wagon, away we went, wasn't it? Motorized wagons. We got rid of the horses. We didn't get rid of the smell, though, did we? So the smaller creator has the power of God localized, the creative power flowing. So you should find the creator in you, God creator, God's creative power in you, your talent. There is also the law of concentration. The law of concentration is focus and absorption of consciousness. Focus and absorbed. When you are concentrated, there is nothing else but what you are concentrated on. You're absorbed completely in this. It is the elimination of the irrelevant, those things that do not matter. So you let all other things go in your focus of concentration. See, to work with this law of manifestation, you must also apply this law of concentration, focus, and absorption. You can be in the smallest thing absorbed, or you can be in the greatest thing absorbed. You can have concentration on the smallest elements, or you can have concentration on all. There was a scientist once from Russia, and he won a Pulitzer Prize for finding the smallest particle. I believe there were quirks or something. Anyway, the man asked him, well, how did you know to look for this particle? And he said, I didn't even know it existed before I started looking for it. In concentration, absorption gives you full identity of that substance. Concentration and absorption gives you power. Polarity, the law of polarity, is the balance of consciousness. You have to keep a physical balance. Or if your physical body gets out of balance, you will find disease. You will find problems. They may be diseases of the muscles or of the organs or some other part of the body if you do not keep this body in balance. If you do not keep your sexual drive in balance. If you do not keep your emotional drive in balance. If you do not keep your mental drive in balance. If you do not keep your psyche in balance and your creativeness in balance. Having the right polarity balance to them. Having enough assertiveness and having enough passiveness. Sometimes we have to be passive to receive, but in order to give, we must be assertive. So an artist just paints pictures and never takes any out to be shown will never succeed as an artist. They must take the assertive action to get those pictures out, or get that dance out, or get that book out, or to get that recording out, or to get that idea out, to get that organizational idea you created out. Unless there is a balance between the passive and assertive wave, you will not feel the fullness of consciousness. You'll be lopsided, one-sided in consciousness. When there is more of one polarity than the other, it becomes dominant, and pretty soon the other wanes away. You've seen some men that are totally masculine and they have none of the feminine polarity. You see some women that are totally feminine without any of the masculine polarity. But most people are in these two polarities. When you're balanced, you have a unified consciousness. That is equality. But if you get on one side or the other, then you're not equal. See, if you say, I'm a woman, then you're not equal. You have to say, I am. And if you say, I'm a man, you're not equal. But you say, I am, you're equal. Understand that. Keep that balance also in the mind. The mental balance is important. Don't let that mind always be asserting things upon you, aggressively pouring things in your mind. There has to be a time for rest in the mind, a passiveness in the mind. That's why meditation is so important, to give your mind a rest, to be calm. Now we're saying your mind. And what we really mean is your associations with mind. So the law of polarity is a definite universal power. When properly applied, you will find poise and balance in all that you do. There is also the law of degree. The law of degree is the level of conscious unfoldment. Some of us are a little further on the path because we've unfolded along the path. So you unfold by degree. See, we are all equal as spiritual beings, and we all have the equal ability to draw things. Unless we put some handicap in our way, some idea, some restriction, some form that limits us, then we have an unlimited consciousness. And in the law of degree, we are constantly opening. We're masters unfolding. We're masters ascending. We're to reach this higher stage of consciousness. You went to the first grade, then you went to the second grade, the third, fourth, fifth, sixth. Then you went up to the high school, and then you went out to the college. See, by degree, you got your education. By degree, you grow. First year, second year, third year, fourth year. By degree, you're growing. When you're on the path, you will grow by degree. You can take quantum leaps in consciousness. You can move many degrees at once if you have the power of that thrust behind you. But you must build up enough power to move quickly and be quick to let go of the old position. The quicker you can let go of the old position, the sooner you will find yourself on the new position. So by degree, understand that you are unfolding. By degree. There are different degrees of unfoldment in the very circle you're setting in the group you are setting in, with the people you are with. There's different degrees of unfoldment along the path. There's different degrees of the understanding of astrophysics by association, unfolding. You cannot take it once and get the whole of astrophysics. The first time you come through, you're usually coming through at your personality level. The second time you come through, you come at this higher stage of consciousness. And then the third time you come through, you come in even a higher stage. And you keep going higher and higher, reaching into the God's conscious stage. There is also the cosmic law of suggestion. The law of suggestion is the impressions in consciousness. See, the law of suggestion means there is an impression made upon the other individual or upon the self. You're making an impression by suggesting. Self-suggestion or suggestion to others. Would you go pick that up as a suggestion? It's not taking the person over there and pushing them down, make them pick it up, you see. If the person wants to pick it up, they'll go pick it up. If they don't want to pick it up, they'll go pick it up yourself, you see. But you're making a suggestion. Don't think that when you make a suggestion, it's always going to be followed. But hold out that you want it to be followed. If it is a proper, clear, positive suggestion for higher consciousness. So the law of suggestion gives us those impressions in consciousness. Emotional impressions, mental impressions, psychic impressions in consciousness. We also have the law of attraction. Now the law of attraction is the magnetic pull of consciousness to the center. The magnetic pull of consciousness to the center. The magnetic pull of consciousness to a center. When you feel love in yourself, you become a magnetic center for love. You have created this law of attraction. If you wish to be loved, love. If you wish wisdom, give your wisdom. If you wish truth, be truthful. A like attracts a like. And as you use this power to build in your consciousness, whatever you are seeking to bring to yourself, you see yourself with it, you feel yourself with it, you think yourself with it, you know yourself with it, then you have it. You've created a dynamic attraction. Belief and acceptance is powerful, but there also must be expectation in fulfillment. You should expect it at any moment. You should be prepared to receive it right now, right at this moment. You want your spiritual power? Prepare yourself, receive it right now. Be the attraction for that. Say, I am ready. Not until you say, I am ready and I am willing and I am able, are you going to trust yourself with it. You're saying those for yourself. God knows everything already. In this law of suggestion that we talked about, there are different kinds of suggestion. Physical suggestions, mental suggestions, psychic suggestions. There's emotional suggestions. There are creative suggestions. There are spiritual suggestions. Suggestion on every plane. It's a universal law. It's a cosmic law. It works on all planes. That's what distinguishes these laws from other laws. Parental law works in the home. And it doesn't have to be just. It doesn't have to be equal for everybody. One child could be taught different than another child. One could have more respect from the parents than another. One might be considered brilliant, the other the kid a dodo or something. You know, there's not equality. The kid might have did something that the parent had an objection to, so they don't get close enough to help the child out of those things. And they just keep saying, "Now, you dummy, you'll always be a dummy." Do you think that Mother Mary said to Jesus, "Yeah, you're never going to amount to anything, you know, unless you get out there and study, and I'll get out there and hit the old books, boy." No. She said, "You're a child of God. You come from God. The Holy Spirit bore you in me." Can you see the difference? If you told your children the highest instead of condemnation, then they would be magnetic attractions for the highest. So know this magnetic force. You may have a magnetic power that has been put in by parental law, by social law, by your governmental law, by your law of nature. Something might have put something in you to restrict you. If you've touched fire, then you're afraid of fire. Then what about the people who walk on fire? See, it's different, isn't it? They don't have that same block or fear. They don't attract getting burnt. Then there's the law of repulsion. The law of repulsion is the electric discharge of consciousness from the center. It's something that's sent out. See, first you magnetize the thought and then you electrify the thought. You magnetize it and then you send it. You magnetize it and send the healing energy. You see yourself with God and the healing power, and then you send the healing power. You see, you must have this. This is the power to send, to repel out from the center. If you have a negative that is binding you, you just release it. Send it out. Say, "I null and void this. I no longer need it. I null it, I void it, I no longer need it. I null it, I void it, I no longer need it." That statement there is an electrifying statement that sends that negative away. And when we're moving our hand over our body like this, we're moving over the chakras, we're cutting away the lines, the yucca lines, the lines of light that bind us to that consciousness. And so we're sending out from the center and we're not giving it away back. We're cutting it free. So you can use this law to let it go. Like forgiveness is the law of repulsion. You are forgiving and repulsing that thing that was between you and someone else. And they are repulsing it too, you see. So that's when forgiveness is not one-sided, but both-sided. I mean, forgiveness, you can forgive, but it's good for them to receive. Now, don't think that they're always going to receive. You may ask somebody to forgive you, and they say, "I can't forgive that." Too bad for them. Because they are going to hold that in their own consciousness, and that's their magnetic center, right? By you letting it go, then you're no longer bound with it. Some people use this law of repulsion. When they call you up and tell you their problems, they repulse them out of their aura. Next thing, they're in your aura because you said, "Okay, I'll think about that. Okay, here it comes, magnetism. Oh, I'll see what I can do about it." Here comes magnetism. You see? They electrified, you magnified. You see? Magnetized, I should say. You might have magnified it too. In the law, there is also the law of prosperity. Prosperity is the circulation of consciousness. See, some call this the blood of consciousness, the circulation of consciousness. Prosperity is a circulation of flow. The more you give, the more you get to give. This is the way God works. That isn't the way man works. I mean, if you give it all, they'll just take everything, you see. But when you're giving for God's sake and you're attuned to God, there's a prosperity flow because you're using this universal principle of prosperity. If you want more information, you have to give the information you have. See, if you haven't, you will not grow if you just hoard everything up. You get too full. You can't grow when you're full like that. You have to give away things, just like I'm putting this class on tape. I'm giving it away so I can move to give you higher classes, better classes, and more expanded classes upon these principles that we were working on. So this relieves the consciousness from being bound in that and creates a prosperity flow. More people see that, more people will see the flow of the other classes and powers that we have to give. When you give your wisdom away, God gives you more wisdom. When you tithe to God, when you give money to God, God returns money to you. If you don't give God, you don't create your prosperity there. You see, if you're giving to other things, the material things, then your prosperity has to come from material things. has to come from the flow of those things. And you have to work for that. But God has grace to give you the abundance of all good things. Why do some people make it through life so easily and others are just working their life away like a horse, like a mule? They're just out there, the old plug, man, I've got to do it every day. I'm up 9 to 5, 9 to 5, 9 to 5, every day, day after day, year after year. I've been doing this now for 18, 20 years. Same thing, day after day. Well, what did they do? They created a prosperity of the job, doing it all the time. It was flowing, right? Well, that same principle of flow works in all areas of consciousness. There is financial flow, there is health flow. Health flow to your body, the prosperity of health for the body, the prosperity of joy for your emotions, the prosperity of clarity for the mind, the prosperity of peace for the soul, the prosperity of truth and creativity for the higher mind, the prosperity of super consciousness for the individuality, the prosperity of cosmic consciousness. Just look at prosperity. The leaves come and go. Food comes and goes. You know, if you have a fruit tree and you pick it, it'll give more fruit. But if you don't pick it, it'll get less and less fruit, and pretty soon the fruit will be bitter fruit. Prosperity doesn't leave bitter fruit. It gets sweeter and sweeter. We also have the law of cycles. The law of cycles is the established patterns of consciousness. The established patterns of consciousness. You notice how we're relating these laws to consciousness rather than the various planes. So we bring it into your attention that they work on all the planes. It is consciousness on the planes that controls. Unconscious cannot control. Subconscious, below the level of consciousness, cannot control. Paraconsciousness, beyond the level of consciousness, cannot control. Only consciousness has power to control. Consciousness draws awareness of substance. And so as you learn these cycle returns, have you ever seen the same thing keeps happening again over and over? Here's the same old thing coming back. It could be a good old thing or it could be a bad old thing. You see? And here it comes again. You wonder why these things keep coming back. How's this cycle happening? It's an established pattern in the consciousness. So if you don't want that cycle to continue, you have to break the cycle. You have to break it. You have to stop the cycle. You can't be bound in the cycle. So you must transcend the cycle momentarily, create a new direction, and step into a new cycle. But the law of cycle continues. The law of cycling continues. Cell dies, cell borns. You're growing constantly. There is ever changing. Remember the first law of illusion. It's all changing. So in the cycles are constantly changing and moving. There's a cycle of day, night, the season cycle of a winter, spring, summer, and fall. There's a cycle of the months that we now attune to. There's a cycle of the bus coming to the bus stop at the same time every day, unless you live in Hawaii, you see, or out in the country, then they're on another time, aren't they? But they're still on that time. They're cycling from Hawaiian time or country time. We used to call it country time until I got to Hawaii, and then we called it Hawaiian time after that. Because they used it a lot there. I'll be there 7 o'clock, 7:30 to come. We also have the powerful law of impaction. The power of impaction, the law of impaction, is the transmission of action from one plane to another of consciousness. Impaction is the transference of action from one plane to another. When you are bringing consciousness from a higher level and bringing it down into a more compact plane, you are impacting it. When you bring all of the intelligence of God attached to your brain, then you've done an impaction on that. If you touch into universal mind, you begin to bring that into your mind, you're doing an impaction. You are accelerating your absorption rate in impaction. You are absorbing at a much faster and higher degree. In impaction, there's nothing standing in the way of the transference. It is just a clear transference from one level to the other, from your God self into your mind, into your body. It moves through the stages of impaction till it comes down to this individuality. You are a powerful being. You have great power within you right now. You've impacted this. We also have the law, the greater controls the lesser. The law, the greater controls the lesser. It is the earth moving around the sun, not the sun moving around the earth. You know, some thought the sun moved around the earth. I mean, the earth stands still, here's the sun. All the planets are moving around the earth. One time, a man thought everything moved around him, you see. And see, now we lose that about 4 years old. But in the little kids, they still think everything rolls around them, don't they? They don't care if you're talking on the phone to somebody very serious, you're trying to handle a problem. Mommy, mommy, I'm the sender. You know, what do you want?
I'm hungry.
Well, wait a minute.
Okay.
You know, they don't take any consideration for any time or space or anything outside for their fulfillment. Well, some get self-centered later. This is egotism or selfishness, and then they pull that same kind of consciousness. Whatever's the greater will control all the lesser. If your spiritual nature is greater, it will control all the lesser levels of your consciousness. The greater controls the lesser. If you have one area that is over you now and you want to get out of that, you must build another area so that area can diminish and the new area can expand. Understand this principle. The greater controls the lesser. That is the law. We also have the law in this explanation of the greater controls the lesser as the monopoly of consciousness. See, when the greater, it is great because it has the monopoly of consciousness. It has the greatest portion. It has 51% control. That has the big voice, so to speak. And so there's always a greater part of yourself that controls another part of yourself. The greatness comes in every individual at some level. They're great at doing something. Well, the greatness should come from your God self, and you should act, and that will control all the other levels of your consciousness, spiritual from the God self. So as the earth moves around the sun, and as this whole universe moves around the great center sun of this universe, it's a great center sun there, a great illumination of light. This universe moves around that greater center sun. We also have the law of identity. The law of identity is the merging of consciousness. It is that statement, I am that I am. Basic identification. Whatever you put in the place of that, that's what you are. If you say I'm sick and tired, then you are sick and tired. If you say I am happy and joyful, then you have happy and joyful energies. Whatever you identify with, you have given yourself an image. You should look at this image. And if there's some things that you identified with that you no longer want, repulse them. Send them out of your center. Cut them free. I null and void them. I no longer need them. You do not have to work through them. I don't know who's permeating that on the human race. Say, oh, you've got to work through all these things. Well, if I see a puddle of mud, I don't have to work my way through that puddle of mud. I can walk around. I already know I'll get dirty if I step in it. Wisdom says I don't let the perversions happen over and over and over again. I attune to the law and the order. So in the law of identity, watch what you're identifying with and how you identify. Because this is a very powerful area of consciousness. The psychics use this. Channels use it. Mediums use it. Spiritualists use this power to merge. To merge an artist with his talent and creativity, a dancer merging with the vibration of the dance, letting it flow. There comes a point where the dancer is riding the dance, just like the runner is riding in the body is running. Just as you are the setter in the automobile as it goes speeding down the road, you see. You identify a certain way physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. The identification puts a pass not ring around you. It says, I can pass not further than this. I cannot expand any further than this. This is my image. Well, this is the way I am. Like it or not. you can change. Identify with being a child of God. If you wish to be a healer, say, I am a healer. Just say, someday I'm going to be a healer. No, now you're, as soon as you say I'm a healer, or I'm a teacher, or I'm a minister, or I'm a counselor, I'm an artist, I'm a businessman, whatever you're saying, that is the moment it starts. See, as soon as you say it, that's when it starts. Because by the magnetism saying I am that, and identifying with it, see, identification, it feels it, it knows it, it thinks it, it believes it, it is that. It is that. And so in that law of identification, it creates a great magnetism, doesn't it? So you can see how these laws interwork one with another, how you can interplay these laws. Another law is the law of here and now. This is the law of the presence of consciousness. When you are present in consciousness, you are in the here and now. One way to practice this law is just to concentrate on your breath. Because you're not watching yesterday's breath or the next breath, you're watching the breath that's going on in the present. As you do this, you become more present. Things become brighter. Things become clearer. There's more illumination. There's not the bondage to the past. The bondage to the past is the biggest thief of the present. Dwelling on the past. What happened yesterday? Oh, they did that to me before. They'll never get a chance to do that again. About the past. Right? Let it go. The past is fixed. In the presence, you have the power to change. In the presence, you have the power of the illusion. In the presence, you have the power of identification, attraction and repulsion. You have the power to recycle. You have the power of concentration and polarity. You have the power of degree and the power of suggestion, the power of attraction, the power of prosperity, the power of the greater controlling the lesser. Understand these principles. Understand these principles. These laws that you've been given today, we want you to work on them this week. Take a couple of them every day and see how they work in your life. You may want to write it down on a little card and take the card and keep looking at it so you can keep attuned or keep running the law through your mind and see how you can have some experience to it. See, what we keep telling you is to have experience with these techniques, because then they're in the heart. They're not just laying in the memory or in the subconscious mind. Now you have experiential knowledge. Intellectual knowledge has no power. It is experiential knowledge that has the power. Intellectual knowledge runs around and skirts the idea. But experience takes action in the idea and brings it into being. Take action. Discipline yourself. Keep up your breathing and gazing exercises. Be truthful with yourself on this path, and God will reward you greatly. May God's great and Holy Spirit guide you. May you live and move and have your being in the light. May you be the master of cosmic laws. Blessings of light. Blessings of light, here I am gazing again. Today our gaze is to gaze on the light lines attaching the chakras to the mind. Every time you use one of the chakras, you send a line to mind. You begin to attach all these lines to the chakras. They're called akka lines, emotional lines. There is mental lines. There is psychic, creative, and individual lines. There's lines of light and energy going to the chakras. Gaze upon these lines. As you concentrate and you gaze, you can have your eyes open or closed, for there is no difference between the inner and outer when you're gazing in these lines of consciousness. So gaze on the lines of light coming from your chakras. If you see some you do not like, at the moment you don't like them, just say, I null and void it, cut it free, I no longer need it, I let go and let God. I null and void it, I no longer need it. I let go and I let God. So gaze upon these lines, purify these lines, that you only have the strongest connection with the mind strata. The breath today is to breathe from the brain to the mind and from the mind back to the brain. We want you to concentrate, feel your breathing in the brain and then out to the mind, in the brain, out to the mind, in the brain, out to the mind. And you might use your hands at first and then just keep up the exercise in the brain, out to the mind, reaching out. And each time, reach further and further and further, getting more and more mind strata to come to the brain. You will find a very light feeling or a high feeling in the brain when you finish this exercise. This week, our meditation is on the blue ray of light. Meditate on the blue light. If you have to get yourself a blue light bulb, get yourself a blue light bulb. And let it be around you that you keep blue around you this week. Wear something blue. There are masters on this ray. Archangel Michael is a blue ray being. Master El Moria is a blue ray being. Lord Krishna was a blue ray being. In fact, he was blue. The skin was blue. There was a race of people on the planet who were blue. There were purple beings here too before there were the races that are here. There were other beings on this planet in other colors. Lord Rama was a blue-ray being. The spirit of peace is blue-ray. The spirit of truth is blue-ray. The spirit of music is blue-ray. The spirit of power is blue-ray. The spirit of creativity is blue-ray. Concentrate on the blue-ray this week. Don't forget now to share fully and deeply. Do not get personal when you are sharing. Share from the teachings. Share about the teachings. This is what we are seeking to bring strength into each of your lives. Remember, there are those of us here in the main headquarters. We are constantly praying for you. We pray for every astrophysics student, past, present, and future. We ask that they be enlightened, that a rainbow angel of light assist them. Don't forget to call upon the rainbow angel to assist you. Practice, practice, practice. Keep rhythm in your meditations. Keep rhythm in your meditations. It takes 3 to 5 years for these teachings to become part of your character. You will get immediate benefit from doing it, but in the long range is the greater experience, for you will have power to do things at will. May God's great and Holy Spirit guide you. Blessings of light.